We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Suns post-game show. You love that music. You know what that means. That means the Phoenix Suns got a win in the place that is not fun to be in, but fun to get a win in, Cleveland. The 117-111 Phoenix Suns win. It's Jared. It is Flex. Hi, and Aspo. And we got some sexy sacks coming up for you.
Don't
here
hurt
in just a sack. You got to dance tonight.
No, no.
I'm the host tonight, so I don't get to dance tonight.
Give us a little boogie flex. Come on.
And I can't do that.
Let me show you how to do it.
Go to Aspo. There we go. Watch that ACL, brother. Yeah.
I got that. I got all sorts of
now.
I'm going to go waste it all here. We're going to go live from Gerald's wedding, show you how the dance moves look. Gentlemen, they get the win in Cleveland.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It was not pretty.
No.
No.
But it got it done. And you know what that means? Mm. That means it was a Buscemi. But
okay.
It's not your typical Buscemi.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've decided there are levels to this. There are layers to the Buscemi.
Okay.
So may I introduce you both to the Buscemi spectrum?
Ooh.
Oh, the spectrum.
It is four different places that you can fall on the Buscemi spectrum.
Man.
The cool Buscemi, which is him looking rather suave.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The try hard Buscemi, which is the 30 Rock, hey kids, dressed as a skater guy.
Sure.
Okay. The messy Buscemi from Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the full Buscemi, where he's got the weird crazy eyes.
The Mr.
Right?
Deeds full Buscemi.
Yeah. So,
okay. Do we all get a vote?
No. This is not a democracy,
like, no,
all right? This is not a democracy. This is an Espoocracy.
Okay.
So I am naming this for our first Buscemi spectrum. This was a messy Buscemi.
Okay.
I did say it. No, you know what?
You said full Buscemi.
Oh, no.
That's a Buscemi.
You're a Buscemi right now, man.
That's a Buscemi. How you messing up your own Buscemi meter?
I was going to go messy Buscemi, okay. Mm-hmm. And then they missed five straight shots there late in the fourth,
okay,
that pushed it into the full Buscemi.
Okay.
This was a full Buscemi, but,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
I what were your guys' thoughts? Because I just dominated the first 3 minutes of this program.
No, I mean, it was ugly for, mm-hmm, sure. They came out and gave up, 42 points to a depleted Cavs team in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh, shit. They got down by, I think, as many as 19,
yeah,
at one point in that first half. But they were able to close the first half strong and put themselves in striking distance. I thought there's going to be a lot of focus on what Vogel did wrong this game, the defense not being up to par in the first half, all these different things. But I think if you look at that third quarter, the way that they changed their defensive strategy, really, like, the intensity in,
yeah,
that third quarter was what helped turn the game around and Book getting some of those offensive boards. But it's a win. You need,
yeah,
a win at this point in time. And if you happen to get extra reps in crunch time with your big three out there, that's a silver lining to a game that, you know, we all would have preferred if they just came out and blew out an inferior team.
That's why I love you, G. He sees the blessings in disguise. This team needs reps, right? Now, the first half was atrocious. They came out flat, lack of focus, lack of awareness, lack of intensity. And we said it pregame. These guys are paid like NBA players. They want to be good. They want to be recognized. They came out and they punched the Suns right in the face. They did do a good job in the second quarter of getting things back in order. And then second half, it looked, there were moments where it looked like the Suns might pull away. I think we mentioned it while we were watching. I was like, this is one of them games you can go down 20 and win by 20, and I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't like the way they closed, but I do like the fact of the point Gerald just made. If you're going to have one of these games, at least try to take something good out of it. And the good was you get some crunch time reps at the end in a close game, and they find a way to get it done. So
the good was that they won. But to me, this was still extremely uneven. And fine, I get it, but there's only 17 more of these to go. You took care of business in a game that you probably weren't expected to win before all these injuries. So you wind up winning. You got Charlotte as well coming up. That is another one that you feel like you should win. No question. But there are still things that are quite messy going on in this. You go down by 19 because lackadaisical defense. The offense just felt stagnant a lot at times early in the game. I mean, it took a 17-3 run in the second to get you back in it, and it took an 18-3 run in the third to finally get you a lead, and then you did enough in the fourth. But look, we kept hammering that this is the dress rehearsal, right? And if this is the dress rehearsal from the playoffs, there still is a lot that you got to get right before you're on that main stage.
All right, go ahead. It is, but it's also, and not to make excuses, because like you said, the first half was really bad, and it looked like it was about to be one of their worst losses of the season. Darius Garland was getting whatever he wanted. They were having turnovers. I think KD had like 3 turnovers in the first quarter alone. The rest of the game didn't have a single turnover. They were able to limit their turnovers as a team to 14. The defense, they held them to 41 points in the second half after giving up 41 points in the first quarter. So, like, I didn't care for the way that they started the game, but the second half was way better and a lot more along the lines of what we expected. And I really love the balance of the big three tonight. You know, you get 88 combined points from those three on 52% shooting. And the shot distribution, KD takes the most with 26. We're good with that. Beal and Booker are right behind him at 22 and 19. So it was one of those really three-headed monster-type moments for me. Yes, the Cavs are depleted, but they've been a good defensive team all season long. And I liked that they had that balance and were able to figure it out. Because, again, this was, I think this was only the 24th game that the big three had played together. And one of the first or second since they added Royce O'Neal. So they're still... there's still some smoothing out that needs to happen for this group. And if you can do it in a game, you should win against an inferior opponent in crunch time. Again, that's not what you should be aiming for by any means, but it is a positive at least.
I mean, we talked before and I said the result is what mattered. Get a win and come out clean. Right? So they got the win and they didn't come out with any injuries. I do think that this team is so close to the finish line, to the 16 games that matter, to the season to them that matters, which is the playoffs, that it gets in their heads in games like this. And, and you know, when I was coaching, I used to tell my kids all the time, there's a difference between playing defense to make them miss or defense to and hoping they miss. Tonight, the Suns started the game hoping they missed. It was like, yo, I'm here, but I'm not really here. I hope you make my night easy because I want to get on this plane. Nurk ain't eat all day. Boston's on Thursday. We kind of looking ahead. And they got punched in the face. But I like what Gerald's saying. They got it together. They showed in the second half that they were by far the better team.
Oh, the second half was fantastic. I'm not like in terms of them kind of figuring it out offensively. KD looked good. Did they have some issues down the stretch with scoring? Yes, but I'm not overly concerned. This isn't like what we saw in other fourth quarters where they collapsed. I mean, they won, or they wound up tied in the fourth. Now, 20 points, you'd like more than that. Yeah. But they, you know, they did enough. They didn't get dominated in the fourth. But to your point, the big three showed exactly what you want from this group. This is what you imagined when you put the these three guys together. And it's up to Grayson and to Royce O'Neal to kind of adjust in how they play. I think Grayson found his obviously shot well, was 4 or 5 from three, made the most of the 6 opportunities that he had. Royce was a little lost for the first time since coming to the Suns, playing with that bench. But I'm not the big three. We know how good they can be when we know what we're going to get out of them. It's the others that have to figure it out. And Nurk, for those of you wondering, we talked about him pregame. He observes Ramadan, so he didn't eat or drink anything, couldn't until sundown today, which means, you know, he came into this game without eating and without drinking. So he wasn't on the bench at the end of the game. I imagine that maybe those 30 minutes that he played or 29 minutes may have taken their toll a little bit on him.
They could have, and we don't know that for a fact, but he wasn't on the bench. He was sitting like on the floor near the bench down the stretch. So for the people wondering why Drew Eubanks was closing, that's what we're guessing. We don't know that for sure. We'll wait to hear what Dwayne Rankin reports from Frank Vogel after the game, but that would be my guess, because I think they pulled him with like 5 minutes or so. Yeah. So he would have been at like 34, 35 minutes if he had closed the game. It's possible he was dehydrated or just...
Could have been cramping. There's a million things that come with that, but I wanted to make sure we got that out there, because I know there was a lot of questions in regards to Nurk. But still, he was 4 or 5 from the field, 9 points, 8 rebounds. Like, it was a fairly solid game. No assists, which is rare for Nurk, but I'm not concerned... not concerned there. The Eubanks minutes were a little rough, but I think you're just going to have to deal with that when Drew Eubanks plays. He's going to have some moments where he rolls hard to the hoop. He'll get some rebounds, but the guy is in love with tipping the basketball rather than grabbing the damn ball.
Yeah,
like it looks like he'd rather play volleyball sometimes than be a big man in the NBA.
Yeah, Eubanks has been an experience the last couple of weeks. He had a stretch of a couple of games where he actually came in. The Denver game had a couple of tap outs. The last couple of games have not been as great defensively. Like, the defensive rebounding tonight for him was a little tough. But then he did have that possession where he got a couple of late offensive boards when they needed some extra possessions there. So I truthfully don't know why Vogel is unwilling to give Thad Young a look there. I would like to see him get those minutes. You know, I know he's a buyout guy, so expectations shouldn't be particularly high, but I would like to see him out there so that they know whether they can rely on him as a change of pace at the center spot. And at the very least, like, we know Eubanks has either been solid when he comes in or just like a disaster. So I would like to see some Thad Young minutes before the end of the season, but I don't know.
He's been solidly a disaster, I think, is a good way to put it. You had said, and Vogel was just viewed Eubanks ahead of Thad in the rotation, but you got to wonder at what point he just looks at this and goes, I gotta understand if Thad can give me anything, right?
Yeah, it's weird, because I've been hinting at this for the couple of weeks when he first got here, because Vogel kept talking about, well, you know, his impact is first going to be felt for us as a vocal locker room leader, that type of thing. And he was saying, well, we view him as like a change of pace center. And so I was like, okay, do you like actually see him part of the rotation? It doesn't really feel like it.
Right.
And then after last game, he came out and said, no, Eubanks is ahead of him in the rotation for right now. So every coach has those one or two guys that the fan base cannot understand why they're playing. Monty, we know, had like 3 or 4 of them.
Abdel Nader.
Right. So I think it's just a thing that every fan base has to deal with a coach at some point in time.
Yeah.
It's tough, though, because the Eubanks minutes, like, you look at Nurkic's net rating with each member of the big three, it's like damn near plus 10 points per 100 possessions. And you look at Eubanks and they're all negatives. And that is a problem.
Like,
there's part of the reason why Yusuf Nurkic is like the plus minus god for this team is partially because he's really important, and then it's also partially because anytime he's off the floor, the options behind him are really bad. So that's my biggest concern heading into the playoffs. It's not who's the backup point guard. It's not anything like that. It's what are we going to do in the minutes that Jusuf Nurkić is on the bench?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to try some different things here because you know what you're getting from Eubanks. Like, I'm not learning anything in those Drew Eubanks minutes, right? You're running out of runway. If you're going to try Thad to figure out if he's got anything, you got to do it sooner rather than later. If you're going to experiment with moving Bol Bol to the five instead of the four, you're going to have to do it now. Granted, I like him backing up KD, but you're running out of options to try back there. And Nurk ain't playing 48 minutes a night in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So you might have to get creative, flex.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just don't think Eubanks has enough sweat equity to sit here and say he's significantly ahead of a guy like Thad. And so I'm looking at it and I'm saying tonight would have been a great time to give Thad a couple minutes, a change of pace, see if in a 3-4 minute span we can change the tempo. I thought Bol Bol at some point should have came back in. I mean, listen, Eubanks has his positives. He has a little pocket that he's fine in. But when you have to extend the minutes, it gets bad, man. It gets really bad. I mean, there were some moments he looked lost defensively. He looked lost in rotations. Sometimes he clogs. I think that's why Nurk's minutes with the big three are so impressive, because Nurk has a way of spacing the court in which when Eubanks is out there, there just seems to be pockets on the court that he seems to crowd. And I've seen KD get frustrated with it a couple times. You know, high pick and rolls, guys double, KD's trap. Eubanks disappears, doesn't give him an outlet. So yeah, I just thought that tonight it was pretty interesting that he chose to stick with Eubanks for as long as he did and not even think about Thad or even Bol Bol. But I mean, we got the dub, so you live with it.
We talked about how Eubanks likes to hit the ball.
Yeah.
You know where that would come in handy?
Where's that?
At our tea party coming up on March 23rd.
Well,
out at Dopton Ranch, you can come out, watch the game with us. It starts at 4 p.m., brought to you by our friends over at Four Peaks. There's going to be great drinks, merch. There's going to be contests, including a three-point shooting contest. And last time, it was one of the most miserable shooting displays I've ever seen in my entire life.
So
Well, there were 40 other people, so one for 40, I'm not going to celebrate here. So make sure to come out and bring your shooting and be able to do that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, that isn't even talking about the driving range with the tracker that we're going to be using. Fun games, fun for the whole family. Come on out. We're going to be doing our pre- and post-game out there. It'll be a lot of fun at Dopton Ranch, If you've had a long week,
I have,
because Gerald,
it's Monday.
I know it's Monday, but but I meant before going to our tea party in a couple weeks. I got something for you, and Gerald, you might need it because there's a big day coming up. There may be some nerves, not because of anything in particular, just because when it's a big day, sometimes that happens. And you know what I got for you?
What's that?
I'm gonna buy you one of those big OGs, the 100-milligram ones.
And that's what you're gonna do,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's his gift.
Okay,
I'll get you two of them. You can cut off a slice right before get that 10-milligram slice, and you'll be vibing the whole wedding, Gerald.
Everybody will think that you were crying.
I show up to the wedding and give him two bags of OGs.
Hey, I didn't say he had to eat two. I said that's his wedding gift.
Oh,
not that he needs to eat two bags.
See, I get you a good gift. Stay away from what he tried.
I'm going to get you some Four Peaks. You can get yourself some OGs. And they've launched two new products, and I'm really excited about these. One is the vegan a gummy. So if you are of that persuasion, it's the Chris Paul. It, much like Chris Paul, it could put you to sleep at times. Oh, but
why the shot?
I meant like his dribble. Like, God, not a shot.
Somebody needs an OG's, Gerald.
OG's naturals are vegan gummies made with live rosin. I hear it's much better than the dead rosin. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Available in Sweet Club and Tide, and also those mega versions. version, like I talked about. It comes in the raspberry orange flavor. It's 100 milligrams total, but you don't need it all at once. 10 milligram slices is the way to do it. So learn about OG's gummies and where you can find them. Head over to OG'sBrands.com. Must be 21 plus to enjoy, and please enjoy responsibly. We have a few guests in the studio. Mr. and Mrs. Girth, Gerald's parents, are off to the left.
Yes.
And let me look this way. I apologize to both of you for what's about to happen. Please forgive me. If I had known you were here, I would have asked them to move this ad. There's no easy transition, so let's just read it. Top of the morning to you. This episode is brought to you by the St. Patrick's Day Shamrock Shavers Manscaped. This year, don't chase rainbows. Make your own pot of gold and groom your little leprechaun with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and let your confidence shine bright. Embrace the luck of the Irish and join 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com and use promo code PHNX20 for 20% off plus free shipping. That is manscaped.com. Use the promo code PHNX20 for 20% off and free shipping. I'm going to leave it at that.
That wasn't so bad. I think you skipped some stuff.
I may have. I kept it. I kept it.
You kept the PG?
I'm keeping it. Keeping it cleaner.
The term little leprechaun will never come out of my brain now.
Your honeymoon's not till July, right?
Yes.
So I've got a little while to get you your lawnmower 5.0.
Okay.
That's your second gift.
There we go.
Gotta make sure everything is good to go. I apologize again to Mr. and Mrs. Girth for I could have gone much worse, though.
You
we
kept
know
it
that.
Clean, just like Manscaped.
I did, yes.
And, see what I'm saying? You know what? Look at the genius
The transition was smooth. There. So
look at that. Look at the genius
Hey, we're just two ballers here, all right?
I like it.
Two ballers, guys.
Come on,
I'm really glad those are your parents and not mine. My parents are probably watching, but
probably
a little different with them sitting staring at me. I'm not looking over to my left the rest of the show. Let's take a look at the numbers from tonight's game. Brought to you by our friends over at Desert Financial Credit Union.
What's in the box?
All right, so Suns get a 117-111 victory in Cleveland. Three-point line, we talk about it every night. 12 for 32 for the Suns, 37%. Cavs get up 46, but only make 15. So 15 out of 46 for 32%. Field goal percentage, believe it or not, this game, when you're watching this game, you probably didn't think that the Suns were going to shoot 55%. Mm-mm. But they came out and shot 55%, 46 for 84. Cavs shoot 47%, 40 for 84. They take same amount of shots. Suns take six more and make six more. Suns control the glass, 42 to 37. And blocks tonight, weird stat. I normally don't touch this one, but this one jumped out like a sore thumb. Mm-hmm. Six blocks for the Suns to the Cavs, zero, which is crazy because of how much length the Cavs sometimes throw out there. For the Suns to have six versus their zero, that was a little surprising. But that's how you get a 117-111 victory in Cleveland. It wasn't pretty, but they got it done.
If I were to ask you guys, where do you think the Suns rank in the league in blocks per game, what would you guess?
Ooh. Fifth.
I think you either know that stat or you just were right on the money.
I did not.
It's fifth.
I did not know. I knew they were top 10, but
I wouldn't have said fifth.
They're actually fifth. They average 6.1 per game. So
how about that?
Well, Gerald, don't call me the little leprechaun for nothing. I got that luck of the
Irish. They don't call you that.
I don't know if you have it up, G.
You are correct.
I don't know if you have it. Just curious. Where are the Cavs?
The Cavs are surprisingly, I would have thought they were higher.
Right?
But I think it's because Mobley and Jared Allen missed a lot of the season. They're actually 21st.
Do
you guys realize who had the most blocks tonight for the Suns? It ain't gonna be anybody you'd think of from a block perspective.
Is it Grayson?
It's Grayson Allen with two tonight.
Okay, really?
Yeah, and he had a couple great defensive stops down the stretch, played some really good defense from a guy that isn't the first thing you think of when you think of Grayson Allen, but a lot of effort there. Free throw shooting, can we talk about that for a minute?
Sure.
Because if they had lost this game, that was going to be where you pointed. They only went 13 of 19. They almost made as many threes tonight as they did free throws, which is kind of crazy there. But, that's the little things, right? You got to clean up the little things, and that was one of them there. But they took care of the boards, and that's a big – big deal. And I think a big thing in that second half is, you know, they won the rebounding by 12 yeah. rebounds tonight. And that's with Nurk only having 9, 4 of which came in that first quarter. Mm-hmm. They took care of the glass. Yeah, for sure.
They took care of the glass, got the job done. Mm-hmm. The free throw thing is becoming a little bit of something I'm going to start to monitor.
Yeah.
Because I think I don't have the stats in front of me, but I feel like the last three out of the last four, they've been in the 60% range with the free throw shooting. And you wouldn't expect that from a team that was one of the best free throw shooting teams in the league early, right?
Right. They were top five until this recent stretch lately.
And KD missed another one tonight. Numbers are a little funny because I think Nurk went up there and missed two.
Nurk was 1-for-6, yeah.
Right? 1-for-6?
Yeah,
1-for-6.
That's your free throw battle right there.
Yeah, he was 5 of their 6 misses.
There you go.
But yeah.
Hey, then Nurk, get your free throw. No, I'm just kidding.
Get some water.
He needs some food, man.
Yeah. But no, I will say, like, the free throw thing has come up recently a couple more times than I think we would like to see because they have been a top five free throw shooting team all season. They've been getting to the line a lot and they've been shooting around an 80% clip. And recently it feels like they've missed a lot of those gimmies. Mm-hmm. And I think it cost them in one of their recent games tonight, 13 of 19. Maybe shore that up before the playoffs.
It did. You called it. It was a game I think we lost by like 9 and they missed like 11 free throws.
Yeah.
Something like that. If they just shot the free throw game, they would have been fine.
All right. We buried the lead enough.
What's the did lead?
We have not talked enough about one Kevin Wayne Durant.
Okay. Let's do it.
He was spectacular this evening again. Back-to-back vintage Kevin Durant games. And you know what? I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off. We're naming him our big, bright, shining star.
I'm a big, bright, shining star.
Look at that
star.
Guy. Look at them nice shades on that guy. He's like a killer.
Why does everybody wear Flex's shades? We need some variety here.
No, I like Flex that. Ain't that. I like cool. that.
I thought Landry Shamet was the only guy that wore the Flex shades.
Oh, man.
Kevin Durant.
You better not bring that up,
bro. Kevin Durant with that 37 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He was spectacular from the field tonight. 5 of 10 from 3. He went, what was that? Was it 2 straight or 3 straight possessions where he hit threes there at one point?
Yeah.
He was fantastic. And, you know, I know he had a handful of bad games, and we talked about that. But I think we definitely have to lean into the greatness that we've seen the last 2 nights.
He's been on a tear recently, and he had a real case for Western Conference Player of the Week, which went to Luka, but he was right there. And honestly, if you add in the defense, I thought he should have been there, but he's just been scoring at another level recently. Yeah. And this is fantastic because he's a player who's been here before. He's gone through these lulls of the season. And a lot of people say March basketball is not as important as what comes in April and beyond, and that's true. But he's a guy that talks about how every game, every practice for him is a tune-up. It's about getting better. Yeah. It's about preparing yourself for the playoffs. So he knows this is the time of year, especially with where the Suns are in the standings, where I have to take it to another level. And he's doing that, and not just on the defensive end, but the offensive end as well. And defensively, he's doing what he's been doing all season, which is playing at an all defensive level. So he's been fantastic. And I was really glad that on a night where you bring Booker back into the fold, we were talking pregame, what's the balance going to be like with going from Point Beal to having Book back? They had really good shot distribution between the three of them, and KD was leading the way with 26.
Yep.
That's kind of what you would like to see. So he was fantastic again tonight.
Yeah, we talked about it pregame. And what I didn't want to see was Kevin's shift in mentality from what we saw the last three.
Right.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that dropped 35, then 35 Denver, 35 the following game, 45 against Boston, 38 tonight. I mean, the guy's averaging damn near 40 points a game over the last four.
Right.
He's being aggressive. He's taking what they give him. He's limiting the turnovers. Yeah, I wanted to see Kevin continue to be Kevin. And through that rough stretch that we talked about, it's like baseball, man. You know, when you know you got a good baseball player who's a damn good hitter, and he has that stretch where he's like 0-for-30, you know what's coming. You know that hot bat is coming. You know that he's about to get out because we say he's due, right?
Yeah.
Kevin was due, and we're seeing these last four. He's been incredible. I just want to see. I want to see it keep going. Kevin, you can correct me, G. He's about an 18, 19 shot guy for his career.
Yeah.
I would like Kevin to pump that up a little bit. Mm. Tonight was 26.
Yeah.
Keep that around, somewhere around 22, 23, And I think it, you know, it makes a world of difference. But yeah, Katie's been terrific. Big, bright, shiny star. Dope shades.
I could do without the shades, and we know KD doesn't actually wear those.
How do you know that? Oh,
because he's, oh, got better he's got better taste. That's the man are. That. There we go.
Oh, come on.
Little Landry Flexman.
Come on. Orly,
I hope he has never watched our program ever.
Somebody just offered me
just for his mental health.
Somebody just offered me an authentic Landry Shamet autographed jersey for $50. I'm not lying.
They were going to pay you?
No.
I knew the other shoe was going to drop.
I'm not trying to. And I just can't justify paying $50. So
you better ask me to wear it if you get it.
Maybe I should. Maybe that would be worth the $50 just there.
I just keep shooting myself in the foot.
That's tough.
Go ahead, bro.
I'm not even gonna
keep up, E.
You want me to keep this up the whole show?
Keep up, man.
Hey, okay.
Hey guys, where did Flex go?
you said you keep shooting yourself in the foot. Luckily, you shoot like Landry, so you keep missing.
Okay,
so,
hey, there we go.
Hey, your foot's
you
okay.
See all these shots. Remember, you see it.
Someday you'll have something to come back at me with. But yes, Kevin Durant also added that one steal, only three turnovers. Mm-hmm. He seems locked in that mode where you need him to be in the playoffs for sure. And like we talked about, the big three in general were very locked in tonight. And I think what we're going to do here, I'm just going to lean into this.
Sure.
We're going to give Devin and Brad the X Factor. Give
it to you. Ooh, I like that.
All right. I do too. I like Book's got that little smirk too. He's like, yeah. I was an X Factor. It was game one back.
I liked
it. And let's start there. Devin Booker back from the ankle injury tonight. Finished with 27 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and a block himself, only 2 turnovers to those 7 assists. So how'd you feel in game one back? Anything stand out to you in his performance tonight?
I feel like I'm glad they have 2 days between this game and the next because he played 38 fucking minutes against the Cleveland Cavaliers C team. So that wasn't ideal for me, but he looked great. He looked perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
He had a couple of bonehead turnovers there in that one stretch. But other than that, like I said earlier, his offensive rebounding over that stretch, that one possession where he got 3 in a row and finally was like, all right, I'm just going to do this myself and hit that shot off the backboard. Those are the type of like dirty work plays that you like to see from one of your star players because it does fire up a whole team and it does put forth the effort and like raise the level for everyone else to rise up and meet. So he was fantastic and it was good to see him being able to operate only 1 for 7 from 3. That and the couple of turnovers were the only blemishes on his night, really.
Yeah.
But I like that he attempted 7. I like that Brad attempted 7 and that KD attempted 10. Like, get those threes up.
I think that's my biggest takeaway is how he was able to incorporate himself from the injury coming back in and still allowing Brad and Kevin to do what they do. Mm. I didn't want to see a big disparity. And at one point in the game, we were sitting at 20 shots, 17 shots, and 17 shots.
Yeah.
And so that's the perfect balance, man. And what did they end up with, 88 tonight?
Yeah, 88 combined points.
Yeah, I mean, you get 88 points, you distribute well. He was on triple-double watch for some of the night. I don't think he forced it. I thought the third quarter he had that little spurt where he kind of imposed his will on the game and kind of was like, hey, I'm here, man. We can still do this. And so it was good. And now the big test is Thursday. I'm with G, 38 minutes, a little 38? Was it 38?
38, yeah.
Yeah, 38 a little too much for your first game back. I bet they wish they didn't have to do that, but it's all good. You get an extra day of rest.
I'll get into my thoughts on both. But by the way, Kyle T said you can't cuss in front of your parents.
Yeah, I know. They've been telling me that for the better part of a decade. But
well, we did our best. We're sorry. Anyways, though, my favorite part of Book's game tonight was the rebounds, but not because he had 6 of them. 4 of them were offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
3 of which came on one possession.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the, you mentioned Book doing the dirty work. That was the moment where I was like, okay, this guy's feeling good because he's hustling. He's getting in that paint and he's saving those possessions. And in a game that winds up as close as this one, the additional possession and getting that bucket is a big deal there. So I loved that about Book's game tonight. Can't forget Bradley Beal, though. He had a good one himself. Finished with 24 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and only 1 turnover tonight. The big three combined for only 6 turnovers tonight, which is important. And I thought Brad, again, he struggled from 3 as well, but there wasn't as much of an adjustment as I thought there might be with Book and Beal kind of figuring out how to do that dance at point guard again.
Yeah, no, it felt like they were in flow, and it was good to see Brad be able to contribute across the board. Like, he had the 24 points, but 5 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals.
Yeah.
Shot better than 50%, got up 7 threes, even though he only made 2 of them. Like, he was good and across the board, and that's what they need these three to be, is solid across the board, because we know the scoring is going to come as long as they're able to share the ball, pick and choose their spots against their matchups. And it was good to see that he didn't really take a step off the gas pedal with Book back in the lineup.
Yeah, they all shot over 50%. Mm-hmm. So you get 50% from the entire big three. I do, now hindsight being 2020, I do like that they went down as much as 18 because it required the big three to put their foot down and say, okay, let's see if we can dig ourselves out of it. Mm-hmm. And they did. I mean, the performance they put together across the board was really good. And again, I keep loving the fact that Brad has a unique way of making his impact in a basketball game. Mm-hmm. It's not like Book and it's not like Kevin. Mm-hmm. Those guys hit you with like knockout punches. Boom, 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 4 straight possessions. You know you can run off 10 points. Brad does it in a more subtle way, but it's like attacking the whole time. And so I like the fact that he picks his spots and he's aggressive. He can help get to the free throw line, get that foot in the paint. And that just makes a world of difference for the other two guys when he's playing. So, yeah, great game across the board, but good job by Brad.
Oh, I also forgot to give Book credit for his shoes tonight. They were the Book 1 white and purple, which is fresh.
Yeah,
nice. fresh.
Clean.
What wasn't fresh and definitely wasn't clean was our bets tonight. Only one person hit, and that one person was the one that bet and all of 23 cents, I believe, is what what she earned tonight. Lindsay gets the win, moves herself back up to $2.23. That's right.
She's in the positive.
Just $2.23. I'm still in the lead with $243.50. Saul drops under 100 at $98.76. And Flex, we've sent the search party for you because we don't know where the hell you are now, but it's not here. You're at a negative 166. -1.
I can tell you where he is. He's on the corner getting $10 swiped out of his pocket every time he turns his head.
That's what's happening.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, no, it's tough. Listen, for people, I do need people to understand this, right? Mm-hmm. This is a competition, and we're running out of time like the season.
Got it.
And so,
wins.
So I'm taking the risk.
But Lindsay taking big risks.
Stop.
Bro.
-200.
Stop.
You'll be right there, my friend.
I tell you what, I promise you, I'm going to get one of those. And when I get back in the game, you in trouble. You keep poking at me. You're going to drive yourself home from Gerald's wedding.
How many games we in? I could walk from Gerald's wedding to my house.
Yeah, is it that close?
I live in the boonies,
Is it that close?
Yeah, it's not that far. I mean, I couldn't actually
walk. I don't know the area well.
But it's 5 minutes.
My man, Espo, man, just taking, he just been burying me with these bets.
No,
man.
You buried yourself.
I did.
No, you, Flex.
You are in the sunken place, all right? Damn. Somebody stirred that tea and you just fell straight through the betting. That's all right. Tough.
Can I do the BetMGM thing, the $5 and I get $150?
Yeah, you can give me $5 and I'll pretend you got out. You're okay.
He'll
Flex,
pretend. You see
Flex,
that?
You're at negative 16 now. Can I have my $5, please?
Yeah, talk about
there
that.
We go. Yeah. You know what we should talk about?
What?
How these people can deposit their $5 and get their $150 instantly with our friends over at BetMGM. It is super simple, right? Use that code PHNX when you download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android. If you have Android, talk to Flex. iOS, the cool people, the rest of us have that. Thanks for turning our group chat into a terrible way to text. Anyways, so download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android, or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $5 in your newly created account. Place a wager in the amount of at least $5 at standard odd prices. Once you have placed a bet, you're going to receive $150 in bonus bets regardless of the outcome of your wager. Sign up for the BetMGM Sportsbook app again using that promo code PHNX. Place that bet for $5. You're getting $150 instantly. It is just that easy. Check out the show notes for full details. And now listen to Damon talk about the disclaimer.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 New York. Call 1-800-327-5050 Massachusetts. 21 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-UP-ARIZONA, 1-800-BETS-OFF-IOWA, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help Michigan, 1-800-981-0023 Puerto Rico. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
Get stuffed, Ontario. And yes, Puerto Rico, we are still sorry. That Flex represents you in betting. And hey, Flex, here to get you out of that hole. There's some money.
You see the hands, right?
There ain't nothing in there, but you can hold on to it for me. There's that 243 in there.
Right up in there.
That you don't have. So
got you, brother. Let's,
You know what?
No,
you don't drink, so I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to turn and talk to Mr. Girth and Mrs. Girth. Four Peaks. Are you enjoying the Four Peaks beer? I just got a big hands up. Yes, we're enjoying a Four Peaks beer. And I'm not kidding. They are over in the in the audience over there. It's nice to have a live audience I can interact with them.
This is one of the most fun games I've had because they were here.
I know.
And we're undefeated, so we got to do more of it.
I won't say who certain people are fans of.
Shots today, bro.
I'll just leave that out. The power has gone to my head. I've taken Lindsay's chair and I'm in charge now.
Sure
and you
have.
You will listen to me because I have a microphone.
So you're Chelsea now?
I have a microphone. I'm Charles. Charles over here. Our friends at Four Peaks, that's where I was. Beer.
There you go.
Beer good. That's the gist of this ad here. But yes, our friends over at Four Peaks have some of the best brew in town. It is unbelievable. And their newest one is the Bad Birdie Juicy Golden Ale. It's a collab between Four Peaks and Bad Birdie. It's super drinkable. Again, I would hope that your beer is, and when it comes to Four Peaks, they all are. And it's the perfect companion at the tea box or in the fridge. Mr. and Mrs. Girth, what ones do you got over there? You got we got a Redbird Lager and a Vanilla Porter, both two of my favorites that you can check out. And if you want to check them out, you can go to fourpeaks.com/locator to find all your favorite beers and events. Check out at Four Peaks Brew or at Four Peaks Pub to keep up the latest at Arizona's hometown brewery. Must be 21 or older to drink Four Peaks, and please enjoy responsibly. I really, really think it would be hilarious if Gerald's parents weren't really over there and I was just talking to nothing the quarter. I'm so drunk with power that I'm making up audience members now.
And they're laughing at all of my jokes.
Well, I mean, they do, all right? You all will laugh at my jokes, all right? That's how powerful the all-knowing Charles is in his seat. Well, Chelsea's gone. Let's speaking of power, there was a power move tonight.
Talk to me.
Did you guys catch it?
Oh, I did.
Oh, it was one Matthew Ishbia. I assume his name is Matthew. Mm-hmm. Showing up at the game. We talked about a pregame. Him and Cavs owner Dan Gilbert have massive beef. All right. Mm. Bad blood, if you will.
Yeah.
Right. The mortgage game, it's rough on them streets. And they are the two G's when it comes to the mortgage game.
Yes, they are.
And they don't like each other.
No. Nope.
We've heard as much. And of course, Dan Gilbert owns the Cavs, and Matt Ishbia decides to roll up and sit at the game. They caught him. Can we throw it up one more time? The Chiron Red, Matt Ishbia, owner, Phoenix Suns, and Dan Gilbert. Not really. We edited it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we added that part in just in case anyone was confused about
Look
the
Look at my man, Matty Ice, man. Look at Matty Ice. Cold as ice, man, just walks up in there. Said, man, I'm just going to dominate the mortgage business. Mm. You're going to like it. I'm going to dominate the basketball
business. You can call this Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse if you want, but UWM owns your ass, is what he was saying.
That's cold as ice, man. He had the dope little bomber jacket
do,
on,
do too. We just call him Matty Ice now? I know
Matty
that
Ice, man.
Matty
I like Ice. That.
I like
that.
I like it.
Yeah.
Matty Ice, capital I for Ishbia, right?
Yeah, I like
Matty
that.
Ice.
Let's roll with it.
I just thought that was a baller move.
Yeah.
Like, it was.
I was surprised he was let in, to be honest with you.
I am, too.
Like, did no one tell Dan Gilbert that his number one nemesis was going
to
be there?
No, that would be like me rolling up to DNVR and just sitting on their set during a Nuggets game.
But at least we work for like the same company, I guess. I mean,
they both own teams in the same league.
Yeah, yeah, but they hate each other.
Well, I mean,
they're like directly competing.
I don't hate the DNVR guys.
Careful, Espo.
Well,
don't lose your job.
Just kidding.
Don't lose your job.
I like all our DNVR friends, but I thought that was pretty funny tonight.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
A pretty baller move there. Let's take a look at some of the super chats tonight. We got a handful of them. Psycho Blue with the $10 super chat says, "Ooh, Basketball Cthulhu wants to know why Drew Eubanks can't earn mystery player badge like Peyton Pritchard's and Craig Porter's have gotten lately."
What accent was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you
that
went.
That was
you
the
went,
leprechaun.
What voice was that?
Hey, it's the luck of the Irish.
You went like Cookie Monster toward the end.
Me, that's Basketball Cthulhu.
Yeah.
No. No. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. To answer
and
your question.
True transparency, yo, Psycho Blue, I love you, dog. You be losing me, man. I'd be all over the place.
I mean, let's be honest. He is a mystery player. We don't know what you're getting from him any night. That's the mystery when it comes to Drew Eubanks.
That's facts.
All right. Know, Gordon Beaver, is that your given name? Book's hustle was outstanding tonight. Eubanks continues to stink it up big time.
Damn.
Welcome back, Book. Much needed W. Man.
Yeah.
Eubanks taking a beating tonight.
He is.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I don't have anything to add to that.
Rightfully so. Michael Evans said, looked fantastic going to the finals.
Come on, man.
I think he's being sarcastic.
Doesn't say sarcasm, so I'm reading it as you heard it here first. Michael Evans in the chat says the Phoenix Suns are going to the NBA Finals.
You should take that $2 bet to the bank.
I am now putting that on our BetMGM Sportsbook app. Scott Urch, this is the most bipolar team I've ever seen. As somebody who's been diagnosed with that, I just say yes. Yes, it is. All right.
Yeah,
that's why we call it the solar coaster, because it's ups and downs, and you really hope you can hang on for dear life. So,
yeah. Agreed.
The Sith Lord, $4.99 super chat. There was a stretch of the season we thought Udoka would be ahead of Eubanks. What happened?
Huh.
I think they realized that Udoka's on a two-way and that he's unlikely to play meaningful playoff minutes, so they needed to kind of maybe give Eubanks some reason to be motivated, almost. They wanted to see what Udoka could bring.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like, which of these two guys is actually going to probably play minutes for us? It's Eubanks. We got to get him up to speed and build his confidence back up. And unfortunately, the play has not really matched that. So.
I mean, he had a tough one tonight. There's some spurts where Drew has played good basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Denver game on the road, he stepped up, Nurk fouled out. And so I don't wanna pounce too much on Drew. Like, yeah, tough night, man. They had bad nights, we had bad nights. Everybody's human.
I do know what happened. Udoka got pushed in that hole that you dug for your betting, and he hadn't been able to get himself out.
Another
yet.
One. That's about
so he's stuck in there. I'm trying to motivate you to get better, Flex.
I got you, dog. I got
all
you.
All right. Sometimes it's tough love is the best leadership.
I love you, brother. I love you. You know I love you.
Chennai with the $4.99 super chat. That's how you say it, Lindsay. You just pronounce it.
Say it
right
again.
Chennai.
Are you sure that's how it's pronounced?
That's how it's pronounced.
Say the other name.
Hold on. Eric, okay? There's a secret to this. If you don't know, you say it from the chest with confidence, and you're right, okay?
Fair
that's
enough.
The way it happens.
You should be a politician.
No. Say the whole thing, though.
Oh, no.
What's the whole thing? Gee, you want to take a shot at that? What's the whole thing?
Chennai questions. Tam Myers, I believe is.
Yo!
That's worse.
I can barely read it.
That is tough. Just read. Go ahead. Read what you can read.
See if I can do that. $4.99 super chat. Glad Booker is back. We got the W. Fire emoji. Flex, those shorts are sick, man. Where do you get them?
I can't tell you why I get them, because then y'all get them and it won't be fire no more.
So, no, I'm joking.
He called you lame. I'm just glad you're not.
No. These are Just Dons. I got these off the Just Dons website back when I was in Jersey. Mm-hmm. And this was a gift. OVO, baby.
I'm just glad you're not doing the Basic Instinct leg crossing tonight on the program. We appreciate you.
You see, yeah, that's 10. Oh, man, boy. I'm
trying to get to double digits sometimes. Hey, our friend Psycho Blue with another one. Oh, Basketball Cthulhu wants to tell Mr. and Mrs. Bourget that their scion is top shelf reporter.
Oh, okay. So, here we go.
Thank you, Psycho Blue. That's nice.
That's a good one.
There's
I like
no
that.
Lies detected.
No.
Bad accent detected.
Yeah,
no
I still
lies.
Don't know what the accent
neither
is.
Do I. I'm
starting to get concerned.
I'm basing it off of whatever Saul did when he used to do the accent.
I don't think he knows what accent
no,
he's doing.
No, that's
either.
True. It's not. Leo with the Gerald photo as his avatar. Hey, Gerald, how about a little win?
Oh, do you have this, Eric?
I can play it for you if you would like me to.
See the word.
Win. Curve everything else. Win.
One more time.
I should have pretended to lip sync.
I love it.
Win. Curve everything else. Win.
I love it. I love it.
There we go.
I love it.
There we go.
Good job, G.
I was so sick of that fucking song.
Another dollar in the swear jar. The parents are here. Come on. Clean it up.
We have thing. Hello asking if the parents like the name Girth. Should we get them to show their shirts?
Oh man, they do have the shirts.
I don't want to put them on the spot. Let's. There's a,
fair
a,
enough.
They have it?
Shirts
Mother,
repping
Mother
Girth
and Mother Big Girth. Daddy Girth.
No, what was his? Save our Girth.
Save our Girth. Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Thanks for the graphic, Emma. It hasn't gone to waste.
It's actually on the wedding cake. Gerald doesn't that know that yet, but
not true.
But we put it on the wedding cake. Any other thoughts, gentlemen, on this one? We're gonna land the plane. We can still have an evening thanks to a 4:30 start.
Yeah, that's great.
In Cleveland. So, any final thoughts, Flex? We can start with you.
No, like I said, man, I'm just happy they got through the game healthy. I'm happy they got the dub. I'll look at the tape when I get home. Tell of two halves, but the ultimate thing was get the dub, stay where you are in the standings and get healthy and be healthy for that Celtics game. They did all that. So I'm cooling, man. I'm going home to eat some good food. I'm cooling. What you think, G?
Yeah. Take these next 2 days, practice, fine tune some things on the road. You don't get that opportunity very often, and get ready for a big Celtics game on Thursday. A couple people in the chat throughout the show asked about Damian Lee. The last we heard from Frank Vogel earlier in practice this last week was that he's still a ways away, but he's still on pace. They are hoping that he'll be back before the end of the season. I don't know what type of impact he'll be able to have at that point in time, but it would be good to have him available if you need, like the last couple of games we've seen,
Eric Gordon.
With Josh Okogie out, Eric Gordon out or struggling. It would be nice to have another knockdown shooter coming off the bench.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, we do have another game coming up on Thursday, as you mentioned, the Celtics and the Suns. So we'll be off tomorrow. We'll be coming back for that. One more super chat before we go. Son or Bus says, hey, my leprechaun is not small. It's average, guys.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like something somebody with a small
appreciate
leprechaun
the $2,
would say.
Yo.
All right. All right. Just, I mean, if you gotta pay to say it, I think you're projecting a little bit there.
Yeah, like, man.
He just wanted to make sure that we knew.
Who are you trying to impress, man?
Wanted to make sure we knew.
Call the people at Manscaped. I mean, I'm not talking about the size of your leprechaun. They put it in there. All right. All I care is you spend the money on a lawnmower 5.0 and you can groom your little leprechaun. That's all I care. All right.
This one of those
average,
nights.
Your average leprechaun. Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
All leprechauns are little, though. So an average sized leprechaun is not a brag. That's just a small comment.
Hey, no lies detected. I ain't never seen a big leprechaun.
I mean, nobody
seen a leprechaun, though, Flex?
Nobody has.
Get us out of here.
No, we're debating leprechauns for the next 30 minutes.
All the leprechauns I know have been small.
I mean, their pot of gold's big, but the leprechaun itself.
Get us out of here. Send me $2 more. No, I'm joking.
As Chris Melton said, this was a show, all right. And that is actually the theme for this. I don't know. Brian, end this before Espo goes off.
Too late.
I'm going to sit here now, and we're just going to do this.
Oh, my God.
Anybody else have any leprechaun puns? Mr. and Mrs. Girth, Eddie? No? All right, I got the head shake no from over there. I'll let us get out of here. You can follow Flex at Flex from Jersey. You can follow Gerald at Gerald Bourget. Wish this man good luck on his wedding. He is out of here after today. We look forward to it. We wish you all the best. We have given Amy the ability to take a Southwest flight wherever she wants if need be.
Oh, nice.
We're just here for both of you. We want you to know that. You can follow the show at PHNX_Suns. Shout out to our man behind the Mac, Eric. I don't know what his Twitter is, and he's not going to give it because I don't want him to turn on his mic. And you can follow me at Espo. Remember, friends, no matter what size your leprechaun is, you can still get lucky. Ahoy, hoy! Yeah.